Yeah, they feel that there's a certain amount of cheating involved. And of course, there is, because, as you know, a recording very often consists of a collection of tape fragments that are quite carefully spliced together. A, to eliminate inaccuracies, finger fault of one kind or another. Mm-hmm. B, and much more important, to create a homogeneous entity out of that particular composition. We've put out a lot of music that consists of take one from start to finish. A lot of the Bach preludes and fugues, which are rather short pieces and hence no great achievement is involved, yeah, are take ones with no splices of any kind.
Or a complete take three.
Huh? Or a complete take three, yes.
With no splicing.
Yes. On the other hand, some of the very best things we've done, and I'm thinking particularly of one fugue, the A minor from the first volume of the Volta Imperia de Clavier, consisted of two extraordinary takes which were absolutely different in character and which miraculously matched each other, paced each other in tempi. And this is very unusual.
Why don't you illustrate what you're speaking of?
Right. Well, we played the A minor fugue about a year and a half ago at a session in two completely different ways, and in the first fashion, this was the way in which we phrased the subject. That became what we called take six. Then we had a take eight. Take seven was rather a letdown, as I recall. And take eight sounded something like this. And in take eight, as you can see, there was a very Teutonic emphasis. It was very pompous, it was very grand, it was a little bit turgid, mm-hmm, a little bit boring, and we felt that we couldn't go on indefinitely being that pompous about a phrase, a motivic idea that on the whole was rather lighthearted, even though its texture was quite thick. At the same time, we couldn't be quite as skittish as take six was either. Mm-hmm. So about a month later, sitting in the playback booth, we discovered that both these takes, take six and take eight, were accomplished in exactly the same amount of time. I don't remember what the minute and second hand read at the moment, but perhaps 3 minutes 20 for one, 3 minutes 22 for the other. Very close,
in any
event. Yeah. And we then found that it was possible, in effect, to make a constant shift of gear between take six and take eight, to use take eight, to use this pompous, rather turgid, rather Teutonic version of the theme and of its mm-hmm corresponding answers for all of the basic expository passages, and for all the episodic and fragmentary ones to use take six to lighten the texture as if one were shifting to the upper register of a harpsichord or whatever. And it made one of the very best fugues that we've put out, I think.
So you built your interpretation with the razor blade and the engineer.
Indeed, and we built it after the fact. We had no idea on the day of the session that it would turn out that way. We couldn't possibly have guessed at it, and I don't think that under any pressured circumstance, under concert condition, for instance, one could ever have arrived at something quite that, if I may use the word in quite the wrong place, inspired version.